You've been away for about a week. I know these international trips are really hard on you. So when you get home, I just let you relax on the couch, rub your back a little bit, and you fall asleep in front of the TV, still in your suit and tie and socks and shoes and everything. But when you wake up, you're woken up by the smell of delicious meat cooking. And you look around and you see that actually the kitchen is totally clean. And so you're very confused. Honey, you yell out. Honey, where are you? You don't hear anything. You know I'm still home. But then you see little post-it notes leading from in front of the couch up the stairs to our bedroom. A smile spreads across your face as you realize maybe I brought dinner into the bedroom. When you open the door, you see me on the bed in a beautiful bra and panties that you bought me last time you were in London, holding a plate of steak. You smile and say, wow, two of my favorite things on the same bed. I, of course, drop the plate of steak and I say, you should probably eat me first. You gladly oblige and you slide onto the bed, taking off your clothes slowly because you know how much I love watching you. And you have this glint in your eye as you watch me. I can't help but touch myself because, oh, you are so fucking hot and you make me so fucking wet. You dive between my legs. You don't even pull my panties off. You just shove the crotch to the side and start licking my clit. And you always just know exactly how to lick my clit. So just to make me gasp so hard. You lick one of your fingers and slowly tease my opening. You don't even give it to me. I start to whimper and you look at me and you shake your head. And you ask me if I've been a good girl. And I say, I've been a very good girl. But I've also missed you so much. With that, you lick another finger and stick both of them deep in me. As you crook your fingers right to the right place to touch me and just to make me shiver and moan. Just, oh God, you just know that one spot and how to lick my clit. Oh God, you're just, oh, your rhythm gets faster and faster as you start sucking on my clit and finger me harder and harder. Oh, you reach down into that spot and you just, oh my God, oh, suddenly I'm just squirting all over your face and you're taking it in, just loving and just, moaning into my cunt. I'm just dying because I missed you so fucking bad. And then you turn me over and you slip my panties off. You put the head of your cock right on my opening and just slide it up and down, up and down, up and down. And you barely put the tip in and I just beg, beg, beg for your cock. When you ask me again if I've been a bit good girl, and I tell you I've been a very, very good girl. And then you spank me and say, oh, I don't believe you, I don't believe you. Oh, you spank me again, and I tell you I've been such a good girl. Please give me the cock, please. Please, I want your cock so bad, baby. You make me so fucking wet. But then you pull it away and you tell me, well, good girls know how to suck cock now, don't they? I turn around and I nod my head. And I get down next to the bed and I kneel down in front of you. I lick all around the crown of your head. I'm just savoring the taste of myself on you. And of course I lick my hand so that I can just accommodate you, and just, and I lick my other hand so I can cup your balls just like you like it. You tell me, yes, you are such a good girl. And I told you, and I say to you, yes, I told you so, see? You reach down and feel my tits as you, as I'm just cupping your balls and stroking up and down on your shaft and on your head. I take you all the way in my mouth. I really love feeling you on the back of my throat. Oh, God. Oh, just seeing your head go all the way back as you feel the back of my throat. I just love making you feel good, baby. I really do. I start to get faster and faster because, well, I don't know if you want to come this way or if you want to come in me. But you soon answer my question when you tell me to, when you touch my elbow and lift me onto the bed and say, I've missed you so, so bad too. You get on top of me and then you grab my ankles and put them by your ears. And you tell me, do you want to know how good girls get fucked? And I say, yes, I do. And then you tell me, well, you're not going to find out. And I whimper and I just, and then you, and then you slide your cock into me and, it feels so good. We sigh together as we feel so much good sensation together. And then you tell me, I'm not going to show you how good girls get fucked. I'm going to show you how sluts get fucked. Oh, and then you just put your hands in the backs of my thighs and you start just pounding me so hard, and I'm just like, baby, slow down. And you're just like, I thought you missed me. And I said, I'm telling you, I did miss you, baby. I missed you so bad. I missed you so bad. Yes, please, please, please pound my pussy. Please, please pound me. Pound me, baby. Yes, yes. And then you ask me, is this what you want? Is this what you want? And I said, yes, baby, yes, yes, it's exactly what I want. It's exactly what I want. Oh, and then you pull yourself all the way out. Oh, and you flip me over. Oh, so you can get me flat on the mattress and into my favorite position. I'm so excited. I'm so dripping wet for you that I'm making a giant wet spot on the mattress. And you're just, you straddle my ass and you tell me, this ass is what I've been thinking about my entire trip. And then in one swift motion, you put yourself in me again. It's so good, baby. It's so good. It's so good. You lay your torso on me and your lips are right by my ear. And you tell me, this is how sluts get fucked, isn't it? And I nod my head. And then you grab both my wrists in your hands. And you're just pounding me again. Pounding me and just telling me, good, it feels just so good. And you're just bouncing on my ass and just telling me just how much you love my round big ass, and just how much you just love feeling all that cushion up against your hips, and just, oh God, and you're just coming and coming and coming and coming and coming in me, and I just, oh, And after you let out that last sigh, you tell me, I can tell how much you missed me, baby.